Now KRWG News. Good morning. It's 7:45. The coronavirus pandemic has created hardships for families, including food insecurity and mental health issues. A new report finds health problems are particularly serious in Texas, with the most uninsured residents in the nation. More from Roz Brown of the Texas News Service.
A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows Texas has the worst rates in the country for health insurance coverage, both for children and adults. Amy Knopp-Narbutis with the group Every Texan says that's due to public policy choices that Texas lawmakers could address in the next legislative session.
Texas is one of the few states that elected not to expand Medicaid. And if they were to do so, we estimate an additional 2.2 million uninsured Texas adults would be covered. And we know when parents are covered, their children are more likely to be covered too.
From 2000 to 2010, Texas accounted for half of the U.S. child population growth. Narbutis says between 275 and 355,000 uninsured Texas children are eligible for Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program. This Kids Count policy report examines how households with children are faring during the pandemic based on surveys conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau. Leslie Bossier, a vice president at the Casey Foundation, says a pandemic is prompting many parents to experience an overwhelming sense of pressure.
They're also struggling with their mental and their physical health. One in three have postponed getting needed medical care, and one in five have experienced depression since the pandemic.
At the same time, since the pandemic began, 16% of Texas adults with children say they sometimes or often don't have enough to eat. The report makes multiple recommendations, including distributing federal relief money with racial equity in mind and for COVID vaccinations to be free of charge. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Many people are asking questions about the direction of the Republican Party after the Trump years, including commentator Peter Goodman.
Many Republicans believed deeply in Donald Trump and still do, even after the insurrection. But many are deserting Donald, either seeing him in a new light or admitting to what they always saw. In 2016, Trump made many Republicans uneasy. Ted Cruz called him a pathological liar and utterly amoral. But when Republican leaders failed to unite against Trump, he became their nominee. A few Republicans chose to retain their independence. But most Republican leaders fell silent about Trump's defects, held their noses, and supported him. Their reasons outweighed truth and risked our democracy. Trying to bend the law and the Constitution like pretzels to overrule voters is about as bad as it gets. Bullying Georgia officials to find more Trump votes is an indictable crime. Then Trump tried to pressure Republican congressfolk to toss out the election results and incited an angry mob to go threaten them. Even had the mob stayed lawful, this ain't presidential or patriotic. Many Republicans say, "He's our guy, and we're not finished. Look out, Joe." Former patriots may violently attack the inauguration in Trump's name. Others concede the violence was wrong, but argue that Trump didn't specifically say, "Sack the Capitol." Repeating Trump's wacky election lies with no evidence helps folks convince themselves that anything they do is okay, because they've been cheated. Some say Trump should be punished, adding, "I never signed up for this." Some Trump advisors now say, "We miscalculated. He really is a fascist." For cynical politicians like McConnell, impeachment could eliminate the party's Trump problem. I appreciate Republicans distancing themselves from Donald, but recall how long it took them. I also ask myself, suppose a charismatic con man arose on the left, greedy and dangerously unstable, but promising he could make our economy fairer, confront global warming, and ensure health care for everyone. Would I risk misrule to get us on the right track toward solving serious issues? Or let him remove a few bricks from our democracy's foundation if he was cutting down on poverty and injustice? Would I stay silent when he curtailed the freedoms of folks I think spout nonsense? How would I differ from nonviolent Republicans who collaborated with Trump. But Trumpists' belief in election fraud persists. So does their faith that it was really Antifa infiltrators who damaged the Capitol. Forced to face the ugliness of 6 January, they answer that during some largely peaceful protests against racism, protesters destroyed buildings. Sort of a Hail Mary pass. But political discourse ain't a football game. If we treat it as one, we all lose.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also find him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.